Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio, as he is at this time each Friday night, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, it's our first show of November.
Let's hope it's not the last.
Yeah.
How are you?
Still stumped from last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with the phrase ordered list. Change one letter to a W, and you can spell the four-letter last name of an actor on a certain 1960s television show and the seven-letter name of a villain on that show. What are the names?
And what are they?
Well, if you change the O to a W, you can spell West, as in Adam West, and Riddler, both from the 1960s Batman television show.
One of your favorites.
I like it. It's fun. All right, Ian, on November 2nd, 1959, Charles Van Doren admitted to the House Subcommittee on Legislative Oversight that he was given the questions and answers for his appearances on the game show 21. Introduced as a contestant in November of 1956, Van Doren's reign as champion lasted until March of 1957, when he was defeated by Vivian Nearing. Herb Stempel, the contestant directed to lose to Van Doren, later admitted he was given the answers, which began the investigation into 21 and other game shows of the era. The subsequent scandal was depicted in the 1994 movie Quiz Show, starring Ralph Fiennes as Van Doren. To commemorate Van Doren's testimony about 21, this week our questions are about the number 21. Element number 21 on the periodic table is scandium, a metallic element discovered in 1879 by analyzing two minerals found in what region of Europe, after which the element was named?
The North? Scandinavia?
Scandinavia is correct. And there are about 30,000 pounds of scandium produced every year, which is not a lot. And the peak price about a decade ago was $7,000 a pound.
Oh, so if you have any, hold on to it.
That's correct. Got all my money tied up in scandium these days.
You've been listening to Alex Jones again?
I have to do my research for this show somehow. Released in January of 2011, an album titled 21 features songs called Rolling in the Deep, Rumor Has It, and Set Fire to the Rain. The album is the second of three albums with a title that references the age of the singer when the album was released. What English singer released 21?
That was the great Adele.
It is. The 2008 film 21... about a group of MIT students who use a sophisticated card-counting system while playing blackjack, is based on a book titled Bringing Down the House by Ben Mezrich. Mezrich also wrote the 2009 book The Accidental Billionaires, which was adapted into what 2010 film, directed by David Fincher and written by Aaron Sorkin?
Good question.
If you don't know the answer, you could maybe ask some of your friends.
Oh, of course. Yeah. The Social Network.
That's right. Preceded by 13... and followed by 34. The number 21 is the seventh number in a sequence in which the next number is determined by adding the two previous numbers. This sequence is named for what Italian mathematician who introduced the sequence to Europeans in a 1202 book through a problem about rabbit breeding?
I think it's Fibonacci.
Yes, it is Fibonacci indeed. And Fibonacci's real name was Leonardo of Pisa. He was given Fibonacci. It was sort of a nickname given to him by somebody else. And finally, passed in July of 1984, the National Minimum Drinking Age Act set at 21 the age at which people could legally purchase and publicly possess alcoholic beverages and reduced federal transportation funds to states that failed to comply. Although the name implies differently, the act did not actually prohibit people under 21 from doing what?
From drinking.
Yes, it actually does not specifically prevent people under 21 from drinking alcohol. It specifically prevents them from being able to legally purchase and possess it. Well, Ian had another good week. He went 21 for 5. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can go to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the name Van Doren. That's V-A-N-D-O-R-E-N. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a five-letter word that can precede the word gas and a four-letter word that can follow the word gas to make common two-word phrases. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you then.